This is your captain speaking. I'm Arno Jutten, captain of Holland America Line MS Maasdam. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And you can also catch us on the AM 830 KLAA app. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Apologize for the froggy throat, but we'll get through it. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Okay, if we haven't activated your taste buds yet, we will definitely do so in our continuing conversation. We're visited in studio by the executive chef for Angel Stadium for Legends Hospitality, Dennis Radcliffe, and his associate this morning, how sweet it is, L.A. pastry chef Tracy, who oversees what goes on here at Angel Stadium, but is based at that little facility up in Inglewood called SoFi Stadium. Then a few of you might have heard something about kind of a busy operation year-round. Chef Dennis, bringing you back into the conversation, it wasn't easy, but actually I think you built two new concession stands this year. These are the Casa Modelo stands that, again, when I did my walk around on opening day, they seem to have taken off like a rocket too. And in addition to the cerveza, of course, you have some specialty menu items. So tell us about the quesadillas.
Yes, we do. So we have a stand, Casa Modelo, stand 260, right out in left field, right behind the bullpen. It's a customizable kind of thing, Chipotle status, where you can go in, fully customize your own quesadilla or top your own taquitos. So we do 13-inch tortilla, cheddar cheese Monterey Jack blend, and then you can even choose between our house-made Chipotle chicken, which is the chicken that we use on our nacho helmets, or a house-made birria that we do. That's my favorite right now, and it's quite delicious. Or if you're a vegetarian, we do have an elote and like calabasas kind of relish that you can put inside of it. And then you can top it off. We got guacamole, sour cream, chipotle crema, avocado crema, pico de gallo. So you can really customize it to any which way you want it, and, you know, making it yours.
You mentioned earlier that the reaction to the walk-off waffles, you were optimistic about how that was going to go over with the guests here at Angel Stadium, but the magnitude of that response surprised you. Is it the same case in terms of Casa Modelo? Because, again, the night I was here for opening day, both of those stands were very busy.
Yes, it definitely did, but we have tons of firepower in the thing. It's definitely equipped to be able to handle those crowds. And, you know, the team that we have here was able to execute and get people everything that they needed and, you know, serving the highest quality that we possibly could.
Now, Dennis, I've always been a fan of the Brewery X beer, but opening day was actually the first time I ever had the chance to actually walk that area, see the design, see what was on the menu, notice how the guests were interacting with the space. It's very popular. Is every year, and there were a couple items you talked about last year, you're always pushing the envelope at Brewery X for new items. Tell us about a couple of the new things that are on the menu for Brewery X this year, because our listeners should understand, every stadium guest can have access to Brewery X. That's not restricted to people that are on the suite level.
Yeah, and that's an important thing because we actually want everybody to have access to these higher-end items. I want people to have the same experience that you can get at Diamond Club in terms of quality of food right at there on the club level. General admission, everybody can get to it. A couple new items. Super popular is the shrimp and chorizo taco. So we do, 16-20 shrimp. We toss that with a little bit of a Mexican chorizo, saute that all together. We do a cilantro jalapeno slaw. That's really, really popular, especially to pair with a Brewery X beer. We do various different specials up there. So we were running a burger special. So every new homestand or every month, you will see a burger special or a hot dog special. So one of the burger specials we had was we had our own in-house pork belly that we cured, smoked, and then we did that with fresh shishitos. Kind of did a little bit of an Asian riff on it. And that was very, very popular, especially during our monster trucks. And we brought it over during baseball, and it's been doing really well, too.
Chef Dennis, for your hamburger buns, you use a local supplier. Can you mention who that is?
Yes, we use a lot of OC Baking in-house. We Chef Dean is always taking really good care of us. Even when we do some bread service down in Diamond Club, we'll ask him ideas. What can we do, you know, to give the guests a good quality bread? And OC Baking is always willing to, you know, give us their input. So we collaborate with them a lot.
Chef Dennis, a point to be made here is Legends is a very large national company, but what you try to do in your individual markets, you try to use local suppliers yes. as much as you can, which is something you really don't have to do, but it's something that's important to note because you support the community.
Yes, very much so. So we like to see use like OC Baking, Santa Monica Seafood, or even Anderson Seafood. Le Chef Bakery, Vesta Produce, and even Melissa's Produce, they do a really good job of helping us, you know, gather what can be local from, you know, the local farmers in the area.
Just great to note. Now, something else crazy that they've introduced at Brewery X this year are these crazy beer floats. Give us an example of one of those, because, again, I saw them at the media preview. It was a little early in the day to jump in, particularly when I had an appointment thereafter. But, you know, in terms of eye appeal, Chef Dennis and Chef Tracy, they got the eye appeal.
No, I'm definitely going to hand this one over to Chef Tracy because this is her brainchild.
And oh, great.
She was creative enough, and she came up with these concepts.
The eye appeal was the most important to me. We wanted to incorporate some of the Brewery X beers into, you know, another portion of the menu. So you have to really hang with me here because they're really, really good and very refreshing. So we use the Baja Boy beer, and paired with that, we have the Mango Sorbet, which is from a local company also, Fosselman's Ice Cream. And
again, family owned, mm-hmm. probably in the second or third generation of yes. the family. Good choice, Chef Tracy. Yeah,
they're my favorite ice cream brand. And the rim of the cup has some great chamoy that we get from another local bakery, Jerry Jimenez from La Presenza. And we pair it with a little tamarind straw and some fresh mango from Melissa's. And our second version, we do a stout float. Which is...
It's the Dublin My Vision from Brewery X.
Yeah, Dublin My Vision. And we use...
That would be my choice.
We use Fosselman's Vanilla Ice Cream, and we serve it with two house-made chocolate chip cookies.
It's those chocolate chip cookies about the Valrhona, too.
Yes.
I just love your style. it is great. In terms of, Tracy, the research for this, how many permutations and combinations did you have to go through? And then also, you know, once you had what you were satisfied with, between the Legends people that need to sign off on that and the Angels people that need to sign off on that, and I also imagine Brewery X has something to say. Tell us a little bit about that process because, whoa.
Well, we had to move pretty quickly when we started the whole menu process for this season. Luckily, I had everybody I needed in the same building on the same couple of days, so we were able to pin it down pretty quickly. And, you know, with Chef Dennis's help, he was able to get approval on the other ends.
Definitely all good. So something to look forward to there. Now, Chef Dennis, the Pacifico Porch is something that was unknown to me until this year. And you have a new signature item there called the Diablo Po' Boy going down New Orleans way. Tell us a little bit about what generally is on the menu at Pacifico Porch, but then specifically, let's talk about this Diablo Po' Boy, because it sounds like it's got a little firepower, Chef Dennis.
It does. So we used to, like Pacifico Porch, you know, we try to stick with the themes of like seafood. And like last year, we had a beer battered fish taco in there, and then we also had fish and chips. So this year, we're kind of bringing it back just a tad bit. It was like, okay, what's an easier handheld item to eat? So we thought, okay, well, why don't we do a Po' Boy, but kind of instead taking that New Orleans style and blending it into more of a Southern California. So tossing the shrimp in a spicy red sauce, shredded lettuce, tomatoes, and we do it also with the chipotle aioli. So it's got a bit of a kick to it. And the bread, obviously, locally sourced from our local bakery. And it's a really good sandwich, but you can also get it in a taco format too. So if you don't want a lot of bread, you know, you can always get it in the taco.
Chef, I like how thoughtful you are to your guests. Now, before we run out of time, the one thing that we haven't talked about is what's new in the Diamond Club. And that's also a very popular area here at Angel Stadium. Great place to view a game from.
Yes, very much so. We've expanded the buffet. We've added a lot more cold items too. If you have the chance to go down, instead of it being just, you know, one straight line of the buffets, now we've expanded it. We have a new center island, which we do our salads, our cheese and charcuterie, fruit displays. And we also have a little section for Melissa's too. They provide a lot of fruit for us to do our agua frescas that are available every game. And we'll change them up depending on what the seasonal fruit is. Our vendor, our rep, Evelyn, she does a good job of, you know, keeping us in the loop with, you know, different items. Our desserts, Chef Tracy has even increased the amount of the desserts that we're doing, and even the quality of them, you know, getting a little bit more fine dining when it comes to these dessert options.
Great. Now, Chef Tracy, we need to end on a sweet note.
Okay.
So what is something else from your portfolio that you'd like to share and tempt our audience with?
I personally love the new peach crisp that we have in the rotisserie. It's we keep it warm, so it's house-made peach filling. We put a very delicious buttermilk crumble with a little bit of crystal sugar on top. It's perfect for these breezy night games, and it's also, like, you know, the most important thing that Chef Dennis says, it's easy to transport. You can pick it up, take it to your seat. Not a lot of extra things to hold.
Always good. Chef Dennis, is there an area of a website that our listeners can go to that kind of give the map of where all these things are available?
I believe the MLB Ballpark app for Angels. I think that you can search everything. They advertise it a lot pregame too, and where you can go into the app and you can actually search if you have dietary restrictions as well. It'll list out, like, you know, gluten-free, dairy-free, and where are these other options that you can get if like throughout the stadium.
Because again, chefs, you definitely have done your homework this year. There are definitely a lot of good items that are available. And what we will do, Chef Dennis and Chef Tracy, is after the All-Star break, let's get you back on the show and talk about how things are going and what's new for the second half of the season. You know, we can't tempt our listeners enough.
Yeah, sounds like a plan.
Ladies and gentlemen, the culinary team here at Angel Stadium for Legends Hospitality, on-site executive chef Dennis Radcliffe, and visiting but still definitely an influence here at Angel Stadium because she's got to be at that big facility up in Inglewood at SoFi, Chef Tracy. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, we're off to Las Vegas, a great event that's coming up in a couple weeks showcasing local chefs called Vegas Unstripped. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.